Gibson's Bakery accuses Oberlin College of pushing alternative facts. By Tom Sikkata on June 26, 2019. The attorney for Gibson's Bakery is pushing back against Oberlin College's new version of the facts about the bakery's massive defamation lawsuit, which resulted in a $44 million verdict against Oberlin. According to a report by Campus Reform, Gibson's Bakery's attorney is pushing back against the Oberlin College's recent statement on the massive defamation lawsuit against them. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that an Ohio jury awarded Gibson's Bakery $44 million in damages for Oberlin College's defamation campaign against the local establishment. Oberlin College President Carmen Twilliambar told her community that the college will continue to fight the lawsuit with an appeal. "We will take the time we need to thoughtfully consider the course that is in Oberlin's best interests. I will update the community as we make these decisions. I'm confident that when we resolve this matter, it will look substantially different than it looks today. We are disappointed in the jury's decisions and the fragmentary and sometimes distorted public discussion of this case. But we respect the integrity of the jury, and we value our relationship with the town and region that are our home. We will learn from this lawsuit as we build a stronger relationship with our neighbors." Gibson's Bakery's attorney Lee Plack has accused Oberlin College of pushing alternative facts about the lawsuit. Plackes believes that jurors will not be convinced by their college's version of the facts if the verdict is appealed. "The fact that the college is doubling down and trying to send out its own alternative facts is interesting to me and disturbing to a lot of people because the jury heard the real facts over 6 weeks' time. The facts that they have now tried to circulate, if the jurors read those, my guess is that most jurors would say, well, those aren't really the facts of the case." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.